This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
We need to update the copy for Russ Matera, our big voice guy. This is the world record-setting 46th edition of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Ruth Chepin-Gedich has done it, smashing the best time ever in victory in Chicago today at an unofficial time of 2 hours, 9 minutes, 57 seconds. She broke the mark by nearly 2 minutes. Amazing. We'll recap what Ruth did and the men's and then the chair winners a little bit later through our final hour with you. We've been on the air since 7 a.m. on The Score. Make sure you stay tuned after our show and after the football game. They're going to have full Bears postgame coverage. Guys, I'm thirsty. I'm going to open up my Culligan water here. This is a Loom Purified drinking water. Get a sip of that. That's Culligan water. And with Culligan, Scott Clausen, the chairman and CEO, that's darn good water, but I'm drinking not out of a plastic bottle anymore. I'm drinking out of aluminum bottle. So great to have you at our broadcast position, Culligan. Forgive my performance piece right there, but
I love it.
It really is. It's good, but we're no more plastic. We're onto the aluminum now. So great that you've partnered up and you're a big part of this year's race.
Well, we're super happy to be a first year partner here at the marathon, and we're all about healthy, safe, sustainable water and helping bring that Chicago, because it's important to Chicago. And the water out of these aluminum recyclable bottles tastes great, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's been such a shift in awareness, whether it's climate change or however you want to describe it. I mean, here, a company like Culligan, and you're a neighborhood company, Chicago area?
90 years, yeah, right here. And now we're all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we have 160-something thousand of these bottles here today, which eliminates a lot of single-serve plastic. It's better for our bodies, no microplastics. It's great. We also have 7 runners from Culligan, from Australia to Italy to Europe and here in the U.S. My son is even running.
Hey, that's fantastic.
The first-time marathon runner here, yeah. So it's really exciting to be part of this. Yeah, We're super happy.
Yeah, I would think so. Culligan and Scott Clausen with us just for another quick moment as we wrap up the race here for most of another hour on The Score. You're not getting those plastic bottles in the landfills. Culligan's doing its part. And then you get around this spirit of this marathon. What have you learned about a marathon and everything else that goes around and the attitudes and things that you maybe didn't know or you thought you knew going in?
Well, I had no idea how big the Chicago Marathon was. And to see all of these runners start and then the finish line, I literally was emotional seeing the leaders coming across from the finish line. Yeah. And I love that. And to be a part of it is excellent. It's great for the city. It's great to see the energy, and I'm feeling that here today.
Absolutely.
I love it.
And to see your brand and the way it's activated and come out here. You said you got a handful of runners out
there
from Colgan.
We do. 7 runners from Australia to Italy to France, all over.
All right. Now, some of them might have to get back to their own country, but the question we asked our representatives and the sponsors that came in from Bank of America and Abbott were, do they have to show up at work tomorrow after running and putting this much effort? Can they call in sick? Can they work remotely?
They can call in. They don't even have to work remotely. They can do whatever the heck they want
there
tomorrow.
You go.
And that's from the CEO.
All of a sudden, 50 people ran today.
We may have to check how many ran, right?
Yeah, that's right. Prove it. Well, it's great stuff. What else do we need to know about Culligan, water? You love these great new bottles and your partnership with the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Well, the main thing is plastic's a huge problem. It's all over our oceans. It's all over the world. And we got to, help improve that. And changing people's behavior that you can get great filtered water in a refillable container, you can bring it from home, at work, wherever you go, is hugely important. You know, I've been in places like Indonesia and Europe and places diving or scuba diving, and we see plastic all over the oceans. And it's not, a little less than a third of plastic is really recycled, where aluminum more than half is. So it's better for the planet, better for our bodies, just better all around. And I love that Chicago's part of this, one of the first marathons to do it. We have a deal with the United Center for Chicago Bulls and the Blackhawks. We want Chicago to stand out as a sustainable, trending city and have consumers start doing that. Yeah, exciting.
Take Chicago's own Culligan
to
get it done.
Let's do it.
Chicago Spirit, Scott Clausen, Chairman and CEO with Culligan. Thanks for the time.
Thanks for being part of our
Great marathon broadcast. Likewise, we'll catch up with you hopefully over many future Chicago marathons.
You got it.
Yeah,
you got it.
Perfect partnership here. I'm almost out, actually. Can someone, this is infinitely refilled. Fill up my water.
We'll get that taken care of.
We know someone. That's good stuff. All right, Jenny Spangler, Josh Cox, we're going to dive back into some marathon talk right now. We're buzzing over the world record time laid down by Ruth Chepin-Gedich. It should be pointed out that last year's men's champ, Kelvin Kiptum, unfortunately just 4 months after he won here in Chicago and a few days after his world record here in Chicago was ratified, died with his coach in a car accident in Kenya. Here we are 8 months later, and the world record was smashed. The spirit of today was, if he could do it, we could do it even faster. And it seems like Ruth lived up to Kelvin's sort of ideals and legacy.
Absolutely. I think the theme for this year was kind of set your record, whether you're, middle of the pack or an elite runner. And I'm sure Ruth this year, seeing what Kelvin did last year and always being just short of a record here at Chicago, it was in the back of her mind. She said, he did it last year, I'm going to do it this year.
Yeah, now that we've seen the elite finishes in all 4 races, Josh, can we calculate the Kiptum factor?
Yeah, really. He certainly inspired Ruth and honestly, Kabete as well. She went with her every step of the way. And it's interesting because looking at the overall results, we got caught up with what Chepin-Gedich did with the world record, obviously, 209.57. But Satume Kabete, what happened to her after going 448 miles to start, she ends up finishing in 217.32. And so that's typically what happens when you go out that hard. What Ruth Chepin-Gedich did today, channeling Kelvin Kiptum, it was just remarkable.
Trenier, you saw Ruth Chepin-Gedich up close the last few years with us, and today wins again, top of the podium, smashing Kabete by, 217 minus 209.57 by a good 7-8 minutes there?
Ruth has been preparing for this the last few years. She's always going out very, very aggressively. Every year we say she's going out too fast, she's going out too fast. And then the end she does, she gives up a little bit and she ends up kind of dying a bit. But I think the years do build on each other. Every year we have seen her get stronger and stronger, faster and faster. And I think today was a compilation of all of those amazing races of running at that very high speed and pace from the gun. Ruth was able to withstand that the whole way. And even, like, for me, like, the 35K is kind of the point where you kind of start to see people with the grimace. The arm swing kind of is a bit off. She didn't have any of that. So I think the preparation that she had from the previous races and then obviously into her training, it really paid off. Today she came here with purpose to get after that world record.
Yeah, and race director Kerry Pinkowski got the perfect weather day for his elites again here, just hovering in the low 60s with a little bit of cloud cover. But the spirit of the late Kelvin Kiptum being felt here today with more speed. And even Curtis Wehrman, you followed the elite males and you saw the winner John Carrere make his breakaway. You were around the runners all weekend long, leading up to today's race. The Kelvin Kiptum factor seemed to play out in a few different ways.
Yeah, when people have the ability to draw on the experiences from others, especially, I think probably in everything in life, but as elite athletes, to recognize that there are people that you've trained with or watched race, and they've pushed themselves past the limits that people thought were acceptable or possible, then it makes you, with some level of introspect, realize that you too have the ability to challenge yourself. And if you don't challenge yourself, you're not going to be able to achieve some of these great successes. And I think that that's really something that this community has done, the running community in particular, and certainly in Chicago. And we've seen that now with two world records in a row where people are recognizing that if they're going to go for it, they can, because their heroes, their teammates, their training partners are doing it, and they can do it too.
Yeah, it really is a individual sport, but it's a team sport in that sense, Jenny, where you can be inspired by someone who even ran the race last year, and that's how we're calculating the effect of Kelvin Kiptum. 670 the score's Lawrence Holmes most recently was able to spend a moment with race director Kerry Pinkowski, and they were able to speak about the legacy of the late Kelvin Kiptum, and we're going to let you listen to that right now.
Thanks, Josh. Last year, there was a celebration at the finish line as Kelvin Kiptum made history.
2 hours, 34 seconds, a record, a world record in Chicago. It has been smashed. Kenya's Kelvin Kiptum wins the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
In the weeks leading up to the race, marathon director Kerry Pinkowski thought that Kiptum might give everyone something special to watch.
I think that people that are casual observers of the marathon were drawn to the marathon because of him. I think the text that I got, the messages that we received, being stopped on the street where people would say, hey, I watched the marathon, it was the first one I've lived in Chicago for 25 years. So I think he connected with so many people, you know, his personality.
The celebration was on, and it led a lot of people to believe that Kiptum might break the sacred 2 hour mark.
I will tell you, I think he would have been the face of marathon running. I think he would have been an individual that made marathon running, a household name. I think he would have no problem going to New York or Boston or running on these challenging courses and running away there. So he just had it all.
And then in February, the unspeakable happens.
The men's marathon world record holder, Kelvin Kiptum, has been killed in a car accident. The Kenyan athlete died along with his coach when their vehicle came off the road in Western Kenya late on Sunday. Kiptum set the world record in the Chicago Marathon last year with a winning time of 2 hours and 35 seconds.
Pinkowski got the horrible news and then had to relay it to the rest of the marathon team.
Tracy Wilson, who manages our elite athlete program, and Alex Sawyer, who's our communication. And I called her and said, there's been a horrible accident. Kelvin has died in an accident. And she just hung up on me. And then 20 minutes later, she said, what did you say to me? She had kind of blocked it out. So it was tough. It still is.
While Chicago was mourning, so was Kenya. Fellow Kenyan marathoner Jeffrey Kamworo was devastated hearing the news.
It's a sad morning to be here, to hear about the tragic accident that has happened. I want to say it's really sad. I want to say sorry to the family, the athletics fraternity, and the entire country. May God comfort us at this trying moment, because I can say for sure we are still in denial.
Today, the marathon is run in Kiptum's honor. Every runner has a memorial sticker added to their race bibs. There was a moment of silence before the start, and Pinkowski and his team put together a tribute video with the slogan, "This year we run for him." I'm Lawrence Holmes. Now back to Josh Liss at the Scores Broadcast Center near the finish line.
We appreciate Lawrence chipping into our marathon broadcast and just offer our condolences to the running community and the late family, the late friends and family, the late Kelvin Kiptum, whose legacy is alive here today. And as we witnessed another world record set by Ruth Chepin-Gedich, let's twist back into celebrating race day. Want to mention quickly that with 11 minutes left in the third quarter, the Bears are up 23 on the Jaguars. They've got it in the bag. No problem. Go Bears. All right, guys. Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox, stand by. We've got another great guest with us here. It's Haley Price. She's the head of sports sponsorships with Tata Consultancy Services. Thanks for being with us here at our broadcast booth at the finish line. How's race day been treating you, Haley?
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, the race today has been legendary. I mean, it's been an amazing day to see everyone cross the finish line and all the happy faces, and we're just happy to be part of it.
Yeah, you know, everybody these days, they look at someone, they're staring down at their phone. Oh, they're on their phone again. But when you see people staring down at their phones on a day like this, you're like, ooh, I hope they're on the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, right?
Absolutely.
Which Tata Consultancy Services is responsible for helping build out and whatnot. What's so special about the app this year and how people are using it?
Well, first off, TCS is just so proud to be the technology consulting partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. And we really use technology to solve problems, right? And we think that the app has totally modernized marathons and been a game changer for fans, spectators, and runners alike. So we are happy when people are watching and experiencing the race from all across the world, not just here in Chicago, but they can follow their friends and family through the app and track anyone every step of the way. So some of my favorite features are, of course, the tracking feature. We know over 300,000 people are going to download the app today, but also you can create a digital cheer card for your loved one, and it'll appear on the race course and be emailed to them after. So yeah, Make sure to download it if you haven't already.
I thought this was really interesting, and forgive me if it's always been on the app, but certain runners who are going through certain programs and raising money for charity, you know, some of them tens of thousands of dollars, on the app you can actually tap and help donate to their cause?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's been a new feature this year. We are completely supportive of all the charity programs, and we are so proud of this feature to make it a seamless experience so that we're helping to drive impact through the app.
Well, Haley, excuse us for interrupting quickly, but we're joined by the world record-setting women's winner. So thank you for your time. As I turn back over my shoulder to the left, Ruth Chepin-Gedich, thank you for being here. Congratulations on your race today. How do you feel about a world record?
I'm a jumbo. I'm so happy. And this is my dream that has come true. And I have been thinking every year. And my dream was to break the world record in Chicago. And I'm a jumbo. Thank you.
Your dream has come true.
Yeah.
You broke that record by nearly 2 minutes. Was your plan to go fast the whole time? Was your plan to go 209.57?
Yeah.
What was your plan?
Yeah, it was my plan. And my plan was first half to cross with 65. But unfortunately, we go faster, 64. And I tried to, for the second half, to be 65, I think so. And I made it.
Ruth, congratulations. Was there ever a point in the race where you doubted that you could do it, or were you just mentally strong throughout and your training told you that you were okay? Because you guys went out really, really fast, and it was an exciting race to watch.
Always my first half, it's always faster. And today I try to be the same. And I'm happy. I got the good pacemakers who we pushed together until the last minute. And I was much grateful for them. Yeah.
Ruth, Josh Cox here. It was just amazing to watch you attack this course again and again the way that you've done in the past. You split at the half marathon mark. You were 64.16. That's the fifth fastest half marathon ever ran by a woman, and you did it on the front half of the Chicago Marathon, and I see you smiling right now. It was just amazing. What thoughts went through your mind when you saw that 64-16 split at halfway?
When I saw it was 64 Ali, I was a little bit, maybe second half will be 66 and my target will not be 29. So I was just the second half to be maybe 65, and I think I made it. Yeah.
Oh, you made it all right. Trenier?
Ruth, congratulations today. I was on the truck with you the whole way, and it was a very, very impressive run from start to finish. My question for you is, how did you tackle that last 5K? I know it can be the hardest.
The last 5K, I got a muscle pull. I think because the speed was high, but I just tell God this thing to be out, and God did it, and I push towards the finishing line. I just push with the support of the cheerers on the way, and I was seeing projected time in the car, and I was saying I'm safe. I'm still in the water, but then I push out.
What muscle did you pull? What part of your body?
I got a muscle pull at the calf.
Calf?
Yeah, but
went through.
I just came through, but I.
Is your husband here? Is your daughter here? How will you celebrate?
My daughter is now she's in school. But I think she has got the news because he was telling me, Mom, go work hard. I know you will win. And I think she is happy.
Oh, that's great.
Whatever she is. And my family, also, I think they are happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Congratulations. This is amazing to talk with you after a world record. Chicago is your place. Do you want to try this again next year?
Yeah, Chicago is my home. Yeah, thank you.
That's great. We'll welcome you home next year for sure. Thanks for your time, Ruth, and good luck resting up, and congratulations, a world record.
Thank you so much.
It's all yours. Thanks for joining us here on The Score. Great stuff, Ruth Chepin-Gedich, women's world record-setting finisher, joining us here at the finish line, along with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and the rest of our experts. We'll take a little break right now and rejoin you on the other side. You're listening to the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age.
wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend. Live fully as you go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Preen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone, located near mile 21, for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan. Water you love.
Pain means pause on the things you love, but Preen means go. Experience the fast-acting, powerful pain relief of BioFreeze. BioFreeze is a topical pain reliever that provides a cooling sensation when applied to sore muscles and joints. BioFreeze can be used to help runners cool the pain throughout their journey, from training to race day and recovery. Find BioFreeze online at Packet Pickup or at the post-race party. And don't forget to veer into the BioFreeze pain relief zone, located near mile 21, for a quick spray by the BioFreeze cooling crew. Cool the pain with BioFreeze. Use as directed.
Abbott is proud to be a sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and title sponsor of the Abbott World Marathon Majors Series. As a global healthcare leader, Abbott's health tech innovations can help you unlock your full potential and run your strongest race. To learn more about how Abbott's latest innovations like Lingo, a new consumer bio-wearable that tracks your glucose levels 24/7 to support your health goals, visit the Abbott booth at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo at McCormick Place during race weekend.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, Biofreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
Welcome back to the record-setting Bank of America Chicago Marathon broadcast on The Score. We're doing it again for most of 2 decades here on The Score, and we've got coverage up until the top of the hour, and when the Bears are done, you get post-game coverage. Be here with us all day. It's really a day to celebrate, as for the 7th time in Chicago Marathon history, a race that goes back to 1977, for the 7th time, a world record has been set by women's winner Ruth Chepin-Gedich. Jerry O'Sullivan is here. You just didn't get here fast enough to see Ruth set the world record. She was way too fast for you. Jerry's with Kia Central Region Marketing Manager. Good to see you again, man.
Good morning. It's great to be back.
Yeah, tell us, where's Kia at today? How are you mixing in as one of the great partners and sponsors of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon?
Well, like every other partner with this race, we're honored to be here. The 2024 all-electric three-row SUV, the EV9, award-winning vehicle, is the pace car for the four separate lead divisions. It's just a wonderful opportunity, and it's not just me that loves Kia, it's the runners that love Kia. I spoke to the premier racers over the previous events, and they all said how much nicer it is to follow a zero-emissions vehicle while they're leading the pack.
Oh, yeah, you're not choking on that exhaust. I know these aren't cars from the 70s and 80s.
No, like, especially the
wheelchair. We used to have to fix up. But
especially the wheelchair winners. They said what a pleasure because of how low to the ground they are.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point, yeah. And what other sort of activations and events have you been involved with your team over these last days building up to Marathon Sunday?
Well, you know, it's just a culmination. We were on-site at the Abbott Health Expo, providing additional information, offering anybody opportunities to learn more about our vehicles, you know, just in general, it's an honor to be a part of these the entire race series. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be back here next year and the next couple of years as we've signed up to be an official sponsor for the next 3 years.
Congratulations. A little bit of breaking news from Jerry O'Sullivan, regional marketing manager from Kia. You're bragging about these electric cars. Every company seems to have one, but your Kias are the official cars, the pace setters, out of the official vehicles out in front of the race, part of a world record-setting race. We spoke with another company executive earlier who's in his first year of sponsorship with this race. This is something, it sounds like, even someone like you who's been in it many years, you don't take for granted. The spirit of the marathon really transcends into the business world, and you can learn a lot of lessons.
Yeah, it truly does, because even if you're not a runner, how can you not be a fan of this event? Record-breaking, and those records have sat for a long period of time, but it's the culmination of somebody's life work to do that. Blessed to be here last year with the 2 hours and 35 seconds. And now, once again, under 2 hours and 10 minutes. That's just incredible. I don't know that I could, especially around Chicago, you may not be able to drive 26.2 miles in 2 hours and 10 minutes.
Right, seriously, depending on traffic. Well, if you're one of those slick new Kia electrics, huh?
You won't hear us coming. You know, when you get behind the wheel, there's no strain, there's no stress of the drivetrain going through you. It's relaxing, and I think that's the other thing that the runners appreciate. It's quiet, so they can focus on what they have in front of them.
Yeah, it's great. Well, thanks for being with us, chit-chatting about Kia and how you're involved in another great Chicago Marathon. Good luck with the partnership. As you mentioned just a moment ago, new long-term deal.
Well, it's amazing to be part of this race because of what this particular marathon does. Over 200 charities today are being supported. The money that's going to be raised and the causes it supports throughout the year, not to mention the financial impact on the economy in Chicago. In addition to selling cars, Kia takes a great pride in our initiative. We have our Accelerate the Good charitable initiative that since 2019 has donated more than $30 million to worthy causes. We have some local Midwestern charities we're going to support later this year, the least of which is the Posse Foundation in Chicago that provides college scholarships to local high school public school children. I don't really think you'd want to do anything more. And even we have with our participants, they're raising money. Our local Chicago district sales manager, Nick Jamison, is going to be finishing up in about 25 minutes. So
does Nick have to show up for work tomorrow? Can he take a day off?
He does. Thankfully, you know, he's got some of the benefits of the Premier Runners, so he's going to be in just fine shape.
And he can show up with that medal and show it off to anybody and inspire them. Well, glad, Key is part of helping make this such a great event. You're inspiring so many people. Jerry O'Sullivan with Key. Thanks for spending some time with us today, and we'll catch you on the broadcast next year, if not sooner.
I will be back here, if not sooner, for sure.
All right,
sure.
Great
Thanks,
stuff.
Guys.
They're honking for you back here.
Appreciate it.
There's an electric car waiting. All right, good stuff. Yeah, none of this gets done without the great sponsors, guys, here at the Bank of America. Chicago Marathon, great supporters. And they get involved in so many levels with volunteers out on the course. Did I mention my niece, Talia Liss, is handing out water and sports drinks with her friends? She was inspired to give back and learn about how to support people during this marathon and just wanted to get inspired. It is an inspiring day. You don't need world records to be inspired, but there's something about the distance runner and the distance run, Jenny, you were attracted to it at a young age, that brings so many people together in a shared experience.
Absolutely. And I was going to mention, I got into marathoning when I was younger because I was at the Rockford Marathon spectating and volunteering, and I said, I want to do that. So your niece one day might want to run the marathon, and that, I think, the volunteer experience and everything really just gets people excited about this race. But it's a community event. You know, they say it takes a village, and it does, you know, between all the partnerships and the volunteers and the spectators, just everybody gets involved, which is the great thing about this race.
Yeah, everybody can get involved. And if you want to volunteer, get yourself in line for next year. There are certainly plenty of volunteers, 10,000 plus race day volunteers. So good job to you volunteering during this Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46th running. 7 world records have been set in Chicago, including just moments ago by Kenyan Ruth Chepngetich in the women's race. John Carrier wins Chicago for the first time. Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, wins the men's chair race again. 5-time winner here, 3-time defending champ now. And Catherine De Bruyner set a course record in the women's wheelchair race. So records fall in Chicago, guys, on another bright, sunny day. But no American records fell. So whether it was someone like Kira D'Amato or Betsy Sena, for some reason, they got turned inside out, Josh Cox. This wasn't their day. Our top American finishers, Susanna Sullivan and C.J. Albertson.
Right, yeah. On the men's side, we saw C.J. Albertson and Zach Panning really go for it. They were on 206 low pace for the majority of the race, and then C.J. maintained, fell back a little bit, 208.17 for top American honors. Zach Panning, both of them representing Brooks. He was second American in 209.16 and the third American to round out that U.S. podium. Reed Fisher from Boulder, Colorado, and 10-man elite in 210.14. On the women's side, as you mentioned, Susanna Sullivan, she really took this race early, and she went and she was very aggressive, sub 220 pace. She ended up 221.56. Lindsey Flanagan was second American in 223.31. And then Emma Bates, who had talk of a sub 220, didn't come together for her today, still ran a very respectable 224 flat.
What happened to the red, white, and blue?
You know,
they're black and blue.
You never know when you line up for the day. But I do have to say, both the top 2 American men and the top 2 American women were in the top 10 of both fields, which says something.
Yeah.
You know, it makes a statement for the distance runners of the U.S.
It does. Chris Wehrman, you followed the men's leaders. You saw John Carrier come in first. I don't know if you got much of a glimpse of Zach Panning or the eventual U.S. men's top winner, C.J. Albertson. I don't know if you saw them much at all in that original pack that started out.
For them, because they really did not need to be going out at 62 minutes. But you know, we do need, as the Americans hopefully continue to improve, we do need some of the Americans to go out and take a chance. And so it's good to hear they took a chance. And as we heard with Ruth, having taken chance after chance after chance and finally having this huge breakthrough, although she's run very fast, obviously, in the past, you know, we'll see hopefully these Americans doing the same thing. And we had talked at the press conference and afterwards about some of the bold predictions that some of our athletes, some of the American athletes made. And it's hard to put yourself out there, because if you don't achieve achieve the goal that you laid out for everybody, then everybody thinks that you failed. So I give all of the Americans that were putting themselves in a position to compete at a high level, I really appreciate that, and I appreciate their willingness to put it out there, and hopefully then some of the predictions that they're putting out there will start to come true.
Yeah, it sounds like how you're describing it, Chris, there's not that much that's separating this elite finish of like John Career 202.43 than what something Zach Panning and a CJ Albertson can really achieve. Some of that Josh Cox might just be up between the ears, if I'm hearing Chris correctly.
Yeah, a lot of it is just you don't know what the race day is going to bring. And people say, oh, the marathon, it's so unpredictable. It's actually very predictable. When you train and you build, you know what kind of fitness you're in. It's like John Career knowing, hey, this is rarefied air. I've never been here before, and I'm a 205 flat guy. And then he wins the race. Ruth, what she was able to do out here, she had her day. But then you have others, you don't have your day. And there's a myriad of factors. I mean, Kira D'Amato, who set an American record in the marathon, she didn't cross another mat after 10K.
Yeah.
So there's all of these factors, and that's the beauty of sport, though. It's an unknown. It's the best reality show we have.
Trenir Mosier, what sort of theories are we coming up with to describe how the Americans in this race just sort of vanished, I would say, whether it was a D'Amato or a Senna or a Hall or a Bates, none of them really right there with Susanna Sullivan when it's all and done. So without talking to them, you know, later on today you get a chance to stare at a Senna or a D'Amato in the eye and what happened, but what sort of theories do we have with how the American women finished today?
We know some of them. I mean, we're coming off an Olympic year as well, and some of them are a bit in transition. So Kira D'Amato, like, she switched coaches. She's moved her entire family from Virginia to Utah. So some of them are also just in a transition and build phase that it's going to take time to get used to the new routines and the new coaching and the new surrounding. So, I mean, I think we're also seeing a bit of that residual of the transition.
Yeah. What are your theories, Jenny, on how none of these women seem to break out today?
Well, I agree with Trenir. You know, we all kind of have our own story on where what's been happening in our lives this year. You know, Emma Bates is coming off an injury that she sustained at Chicago last year, a plantar fasciitis injury. And those that have had plantar fasciitis know that's an injury that takes a long time to heal. So she came in there knowing her training, but still not quite sure. Kira at the press conference said, hey, my training, I've had one of the best training blocks I've ever had, but I don't know what that means right now. And I think, you know, she'll go back to the drawing board, and a lot of things have to come together to have that great day. Your nutrition has to be good, you know, the course, and just so many factors, and just some days it just isn't your day.
Yeah, the most recent victory by an American in the women's open division, would you guys like to even guess? Yeah, I know you know, Jenny. Any guesses?
The
last American women to win here.
Dina
Castor,
yep.
2005. So we didn't have any expectations of an American woman winning today, but maybe had a little bit higher expectations on how they might actually perform.
I actually expected an American record today.
Ah, and that did not happen. That did not happen. Susanna Sullivan, 2:21.56, is the top American women's finisher. And C.J. Albertson, the top male American finisher, 2:08.17. The time that stands out the most is the world record smashed by Ruth Chepin-Gedich, 2:11.53, the old mark. Ruth runs 2:09.57 and breaks it by 1:56. That leaves us jaw-dropped. Chepin-Gedich, Career, Marcel Hoogen, Catherine De Bruyne, your chair winners in the wheelchair race. They both repeat. We're catching our breath, but we've got more to come. Would you like to know that the Bears are up 21-10 in the third quarter? Oh, the third quarter's in the books, and now you do know the Bears are up 21-10 on the Jaguars. Of course, we're keeping you up to date on the Corner RI from London on the score. What we've got ahead over our last few minutes when we come back from this break is another dive into the magnificent run of Ruth Chepin-Gedich and what John Career did in Chicago today to one-up his older brother who's run here before. Also, did we witness the two best chair racers in the history of this sport, not just Chicago? Many more storylines to break down. We know the Americans didn't do so hot today. We've talked about that. But along with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and Trenir Mosier and Chris Wehrman
and our cast of experts. Stick around. We've got more ahead. This is the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Live fully as you go the distance. Because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information, schedule a virtual visit, download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run, find calm with guided meditations, and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
What if we upgraded your headphones so you could listen to your music and still hear your surroundings? What if we designed those headphones to have a super secure fit and be comfortable? And what if we gave those headphones battery life that will last and last and last? That's what Shox does. Exactly that. And that's why Shox is the official headphone partner of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Because when you run a marathon that's tough, you need headphones that are just as tough. To learn more about Shox open-ear headphones, visit www.shox.com. Shox, be open.
At Tata Consultancy Services, we believe that running has the power to transform people like technology transforms businesses. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Since 1936, Culligan has proudly called Chicago home, building a legacy of trust, innovation, and service to become a global leader in water transformation. As a proud partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, our mission is to give you the best possible water, whether you're at home, at work, or pushing through the finish line. That's because we understand that taking better care of our water means taking better care of our bodies, families, homes, and planet. Culligan. Water you love.
And now back to our team coverage of the 2024 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
This Sunday doesn't belong to football. It belongs to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and football. And the score is where you want to be all day long. We've already called a world record by Kenyon Ruchep and Gettich, an amazing victory by Speedy Fast John Career, victories by Catherine De Bruyne and Marcel Hoog, maybe the best ever in the men's and women's wheelchair races. We've talked to experts in both winners all along the course. And guys, we should mention to you that the Bears are blowing away the Jaguars. And when we're done and the game's complete, stick around on the score for full, complete post-game coverage. Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox and myself, Josh Liss, here at the finish line. A few more minutes with you to wrap up this race. No matter what, our time's going to break down to 4 hours. We're never gonna break that unless they trim the show down to three. That would qualify us for Boston, but we want to be here in Chicago. This is where racers come to run fast. Jenny Spangler, we saw it again today with an amazing 209.57 from Kenyan Ruth Chepin-Gedich. Her third victory in Chicago. She smashes the world record by nearly 2 minutes.
Amazing. And I had the pleasure of being on the lead vehicle in 2019 when Bridget Koskay set the record in 2:14. And at that time, I thought, 2:14, no one is ever going to break that. And it's come down twice since then. 2:09 blows my mind.
Yeah, and Trenere Moser was out in front of Ruth Chepin-Gedich, staring at her the whole time with two and then one pacers, and eventually she crosses the tape. What'd you think when you took a peek up at that clock and saw that time?
I couldn't believe it. Like Jenny said, I mean, I was on the truck, so I got to see Ruth from the start all the way through every step that she took through the city. To see that, just tracking her was unreal to me. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 2:06, it's 2:07. And then to see the 2:09 ultimately was mind-blowing.
Yeah, Josh Cox, what were the clues during the week? We know Ruth's credentials before coming in here. What were maybe the clues as we do a forensic scrub of the days and weeks and months leading up to this, that this might have been Ruth's world record day? What were the clues?
Well, you know, you have to go back a couple years. It's like Kerry Pinkowski was mentioning to us off air. Ruth comes here She doesn't try and run negative splits. She's like, I always run my first half faster. And if I were in her camp, I'd be like, hey, just go out of 65 flat. She can run 208. I mean, this is straight up. If she goes out in 210 pace, 105 at the half, and then runs a negative split, then runs her 104.16, it's mind-numbing.
Yeah, a few years ago, your friends would call you crazy for trying to do that kind of math.
Right.
But now it's real.
Yeah.
It's real. And Chris Wehrman, you followed elite males, but you're also heavily involved in running and coaching, and you've been at the highest levels trying to compete for the U.S. In our post-race interview with Ruth Chepin-Gedit, she admitted to pulling a calf muscle, with, I think, 5K to go. What was her, you know, going through her mind? And when someone sort of all of a sudden feels themselves hurt, no one was around her. She just needed to get through that tape. So what's it like in that moment in Ruth's head? You think she's thinking, oh, gosh, pulled calf muscle?
Not only for Ruth, but for all these athletes that are out here, the willpower that they have to push their bodies to and beyond the limits is phenomenal. And Ruth is obviously a professional runner, not only because she's paid to be here, but she gets it. And she knows what she can do, even if we all doubt some of her tactics. And she knew she was still on world record pace. She knew she could obliterate the world record. And so a strain in her calf or discomfort was not going to stop her. She also knows once she gets past that finish line, she's got plenty of time to rest and recover. So there's really no reason for her to back off then, knowing what was at stake.
Yeah. Can you imagine Jenny Spangler? We're going to stay on this topic. I know we've got so much to think and ask and say about Ruth Chepin-Gedit, but pulling that calf muscle in the last 5K, imagine if someone was within 5 yards, 15 yards.
I think at that point, you know you have the chance to win the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and set a record. You just put it out of your mind.
Yeah, Josh, you think the chance for permanent damage right there? I mean, it's that all goes to the wayside. If that calf is bad enough and she's getting chased, she's not slowing down.
This is the thing. And we're interviewing Culligan and TCS and Kia and, hey, are they going to come into work tomorrow? The rest of us, we work, we have a lot of work days during the year, Monday to Friday, except for the bank holidays, right? Like we're in there. As a marathon runner, you are judged on 2 days of work a year, typically. You have a spring marathon, you have a fall marathon. Sometimes you have a global championship in the summer, Olympic Games, world championships. But when you go to a world marathon major, and I did this for 15 years as a pro, you know you're getting this appearance fee, you got to do the thing, you got to go to the presser, you do the media stuff. You know, this is one of the two dates that matter for me this year, for my job, for my shoe and apparel sponsor, that they are the Chicago Bears. Everything is a marketing deal in running. And so, you know, this is it, and particularly this race. Many of these agreements, most of them, are done on Olympic cycles. So they end. A lot of these contracts are up December 31, 2024. Company has an option. You know, today is the day that counts. What Ruth Chepin-Gedit did today, pulled calf, 104.16 at the half. She was gonna make this happen, and she's a silent killer, man. She's in here. I'm looking at her like, man, she had the eye of the tiger today.
Oh, that's gonna be such a satisfying phone call with her teenage
yes.
daughter after this, and getting to celebrate. Man, she seemed like she was really. Still in the moment when she joined us after the race.
Absolutely. And what
a little bit of disbelief maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Right. What really surprised me today, I guess, about Ruth is just in August, less, you know, 2 months ago, she ran a half marathon in 105.58. So you double that, what, that's 212. So
right at
just
world
looking
pace,
at the yeah. paper before the race, I'm like, okay, 212, add a little bit. She's probably in 215-ish kind of shape. So the fact that she ran 209.56 just is mind-blowing.
Yeah, and Trenere Moser, you saw her cooperating with two pacers most of the race, Ruth Chepin-Gedit on her run to the world record. They certainly accomplished their job today, but a little bonus for them. What's in it for those two? They escorted a world record.
Oh, I'm sure. A great deal. They're going to be rewarded. They went far with her, and they really stayed competitive, and they knew the mission from the gun. They stayed with her and they kept her honest on the pace. She was very, very aggressive and they stayed very aggressive with her. And they stayed with her a very, very long time. So I think they all knew that something special was on the horizon because they really wanted to make sure that they were doing a great job.
Yeah, and we're in the thick of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. A lot of you out there, a lot of people you know, are barely reaching the halfway mark or just getting past in the back end. And hopefully you'll reunite with them in the park after the race. You can reunite with runners at the post-race party. It's a great spot over by Buckingham Fountain. Maybe get some of that Goose Island electric with the watermelon juice, hyping up the 312 with the watermelon juice and the salt. It's good stuff. Stay hydrated. We saw history today, the 7th world record set in Chicago. I suppose we should cover what happened in the chair race. It seems like a million years ago that Marcel Hoog, the silver bullet, put his name on the list. I'm going to go ahead and say it. The 9-time champ, Tatyana McFadden, she's won more than anyone. I think you got to look at Hoog after that, winning his chair racer ever, now 5-time Chicago champ. When you're looking at that pecking order, he's probably number two now in terms of all-time wins here. Hoog comes to Chicago, and all he does is win. As a young child, he was inspired to compete in athletics after meeting a Swiss wheelchair racer and his idol. So he's been in it ever since a child, and just amazing to see him pay it off with another victory here today in Chicago.
Absolutely. One of the greats of all time. Closer race than I think he's had in the past here, but it was an exciting finish. I was really proud to see Daniel Romanchuk right there at the end making a statement.
Yeah, Romanchuk just couldn't get caught up with his nemesis, Marcel Hoog. They'll continue their head-to-heads as soon as New York next month if they do compete. And Catherine De Bruyner, 28-year-old from Switzerland, 2-time defending champion now. She owns the world record and now the Chicago course record in 1:36.12. Catherine De Bruyner and Marcel Hoog, congrats to them, so fast. But Ruth Chepngetich is getting a lot of attention for her world record here today. Her half marathon, first half, 1:04.16, getting some attention. Muscling through that pulled calf muscle, the mental strength that it took for her to get through the finish line. And then flipping over to the men's side, John Carreer. What do you think about finally getting bragging rights on Big Brother? Wesley, you could never quite do better than second in his 7 times here in Chicago, Chris.
He certainly deserved it the way that he ran today. He went out in 62:18, closed in 60:25. You know, we talk a lot about running world records and fast times, and that's how you do it, your negative split. He was patient early, which was great for this crowd, for this group of athletes. And I was a little surprised that he didn't have more competition after he made that move. I would have expected one or two to go with him. But he took control of the race. He made sure that he dropped them and was able to finish in a really fast time. And we're talking about a 3-minute PR. So you're talking about a world-class athlete who, again, just like Ruth, recognize what he could do and made sure that he was able to do it today.
Yeah, but the difference between John Carreer and Ruth Chepngetich is that Carreer had never won in Chicago before, even though his 2 fastest times had come in Chicago. And with that 4:22 mile around mile 21, John Carreer was able to break away and take down the field. What lingering thoughts do we have on John Carreer and Ruth Chepngetich, guys? I also want to know what you think about the average runners that are still out there chugging, Josh.
Yeah, I'm really in awe. We're watching right here at the finish line all of these everyday runners coming in, and it's so inspiring. And I'll tell you what I do every time. I work with the pros, obviously, but every marathon I go to, I stand at the finish and I watch for at least 10 minutes everybody come across, because you get the celebration, you get the tears of joy, you get the tears of, oh man, why did I just do that? I'm never doing that again. Oh man, but it's all smiles. And it restores my faith in humanity. Strangers hugging each other. You meet people out on the course that you've never known before, but you end up with them the entire way, and you end up helping each other. And come on, yeah, okay, get your fluid. Come on. And you become family out there. And that's when you see them at the finish, and they're hugging and high-fiving, and they're exchanging numbers. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's really what this race is about, Jenny, the spirit of the run.
Absolutely. And, you know, we spend most of our time talking about course records and world records, but really every single person out here has their story and they're trying to set their record, whether it's a PR, whether it's charity fundraising, you know, could be your first marathon. And that's the beauty of the sport.
What do you say we do this again in the future? You guys want to do that again?
I love it.
Want to make a date for next year? Quick little final thoughts before we zoom on out of here, Josh.
I've only been on this broadcast for 2 years, and I'll tell you, every year we've set a world record. So next year the pressure's on.
Jenny doesn't have those kind of numbers.
I don't have those kind of numbers, but I have to say we had two records today, female chair course record and women's all-time world record. So I think we ruled the day today.
Yes, we did. Ruth Chepin-Gedich, right in front of our eyes, yards away, broke the women's marathon world record in a victory in Chicago. John Carrere, her Kenyan countrymate, is the men's champ. And the Swiss duo of Marcel Hoog and Catherine De Bruyne are the wheelchair winners in the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We want to thank many sponsors that make the Bank of America Chicago Marathon possible. Of course, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Bank of America itself. I want to thank BioFreeze, Abbott, Lantana, Advocate Healthcare, Culligan, those great new bottles, Tata Consultancy Services, TCS, and those great charity teams that are out there. Hope you're raising money and finishing strong today. American Heart Association, Immerman Angels, Ronald McDonald House Charities, World Kitchen. You're doing great work out there. Many thank yous go out to my co-hosts here at the finish line, Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox, Gabe Ramirez, Mike Esposito, Adam Stasinski, race director Carrie Pinkowski was with us, Chris Weirman and Trenier Mosier as well, Brandon Fryer, Rich Wyatt, Mike Cash, Robbie Triano, Russ Matera, Grayson Spitzer, Ryan Porth, Glenn Harris, Peyton Shepkowski, Ashley Sorensen, Ashley Fields, and of course, the big guys, Mitch Rosen and Ryan Porth. The Bears put more on the board. They're up 35-10, fourth quarter. Looks like it's going to be okay for the Bears moving forward. Again, you're going to stick around for Bears post-game coverage once that game is done. And we really hope you've enjoyed our coverage of the 46th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Stick around. This is Sports Radio 670, The Score. The gun is off. Chicago Marathon is underway. It's who? With the silver helmet, rolling, will cross first once again, Marcel Hoog, the men's wheelchair winner. Catherine De Bruyne, one of the greatest, if not the best, wheelchair racer of all time. The 28-year-old from Switzerland is about to zoom by. The two-time now defending champion, Catherine De Bruyne, is this year's winner of the women's wheelchair race. And once again, in a course record time. Carrere has raced in Chicago before, but never won. Carrere sees the finish line. A few steps to go. The arms are swinging. Kisses to the crowd with a Kenyan flag next to him. John Carrere, the 27-year-old from Kenya, has crossed first. The winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 46th running. The last women's world record set here. It's been a few years. Ruth Chepin-Gedich once came within 14 seconds. This year, the women's record will be hers. Teeth gritting, Ruth Chepin-Gedich, world record time, unofficial 2:09:55. The winner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. No one's ever run a marathon as fast as Ruth Chepin-Gedich, and for the first time ever, Chicago is now the race that holds both world records. Jenny,
I've got goosebumps. You've seen it again. This isn't just emotional for the Chicago Marathon, but really for all women.
Thank you to all the runners and volunteers who made the Bank of America Chicago Marathon a huge success. We hope to see you at next year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.